Hey, it's Kenny. It's October 3rd, 2018. This is Blog 33. Hey, welcome back to the blog. And I know it's been a crazy few weeks. If you pay attention to any kind of politics, not going to be talking about the hair, but an upcoming interview podcast, I hope to be discussing things relating to politics, culture, arts, entertainment, things like that. So, and so it's been very encouraging to see what's been going on as far as the world of long-form discussions, especially with Dave Rubin, Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, just to name a few, and hope to add to these conversations about politics, religion, you know, all the topics that we were told not to talk about. So I think any great society has these conversations had, and especially in long form, and so it's good to have discussions even with people you disagree with. So yeah, but a lot going on here on the Santiago Studios, including Catholics at Work, Orange County, Culver City, and San Gabriel. So a lot going on, and we look to expand those to other cities as well here in Southern California. So for more info, go to CatholicsAtWorkOC.org to get more information about upcoming talks. And I think there's another, I don't have the schedule with me offhand, but there's going to be one next week in San Gabriel. So I believe so. But if you go and check that out, and go on keyword too on Facebook, Catholics at Work, and you'll see the different pages for, again, for Orange County, San Gabriel, and Culver City. And before I get into another reading from Confessions of St. Augustine, hope you've been enjoying that rain out here, especially down in SoCal. We hardly see rain at all. And I was on Facebook, and I was looking at some posts from NorCal, especially in Stockton and Sacramento, and it seemed like y'all be getting a lot of rain up there. So I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see rain finally falling from the sky. So, yeah, let's go into Confessions of St. Augustine. So sorry for this noise in the background. This studio, you know, the Santiago Studios, in the middle of an industrial area, so we're surrounded by industry. But yeah, I'm going to save my space here. So I'm going to go back to chapter 20, and very insightful chapter about the nature of God. So this is chapter 20, paving the way for Scripture. Now that I read the books of the Platonists, and being thereby advised to seek after an incorporeal truth, I beheld your invisible things, understood by the things that are made. Through encountering roadblocks in my search, I had a perception of that which, by reasons of my soul's darkness, I could not more fully contemplate. I had at this point become convinced that you exist and that you are infinite, yet without extension of yourself, either through finite or infinite space, and that you are truly one who always is the very same, in no part and by no movements changeable, and that all other things are from you by this one most certain argument, because they have being. So this is just a little passage from the Confessions of St. Augustine. Again, that was chapter 20 in book 7, From Error to Truth. So definitely check this out. I got this book down in Stockton at Miracle on Main Street. On Main Street in East Stockton, so if you want to check that out. It's right near St. Gertrude's, right by the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It is a big mural done at the St. Gertrude's campus, or at the church grounds. So yeah, go ahead and check that out if you're in Stockton and in need of a good book, Confessions of St. Augustine. But thanks again for listening. Take care. Hey, again, thanks for listening. And if you can, why not give 5 stars and spread the word? 5 stars and no less. You heard?